This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken on Tuesday accused Iran of sending ballistic missiles to Russia, which he said Moscow will likely use in Ukraine within weeks. Reuters correspondent Freddie Joyner reports.
His comments came during a joint news conference in London Tuesday with Britain's Foreign Secretary David Lammy. The two are set to visit Kyiv together in a joint trip, the first of its kind in over a decade. Blinken also said Washington privately warned Iran against sending missiles to Russia and that new sanctions would be imposed.
This gives the Russians an additional capability and it gives them additional flexibility. They have ballistic missiles already, but the particular Iranian missiles that they're getting have a certain range, so it adds to their capacity and it fuels the war.
On Monday, a senior Iranian official denied reports Iran had supplied Russia with ballistic missiles.
Reuters correspondent Freddie Joyner. The Israeli military says an American activist killed in the West Bank last week was likely shot indirectly and unintentionally by its soldiers, drawing a strong rebuke from U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken and the activist's family. Israel said Tuesday a criminal investigation has been launched into the killing of the 26-year-old activist from the city of Seattle, who was taking part in a demonstration against settlements. United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres strongly condemned a deadly Israeli airstrike in a designated safe zone in southern Gaza before dawn on Tuesday, UN spokesperson Staffan de Haarck said.
The use of heavy weapons in densely populated areas is unconscionable. Palestinians had moved to this area in Khan Yunis in search for shelter, in search of safety, after being repeatedly instructed to do so by the Israeli authorities themselves.
This is VOA News. U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris and former President Donald Trump square off on Tuesday in the city of Philadelphia, and it may be the presidential race's only debate. AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
It's the race's biggest day as Harris and Trump make their cases to a massive audience. And University of Michigan debate expert Aaron Hall says they both face huge stakes.
Maybe a little higher for Harris in that she's not as defined, and she's had such a good rollout from July.
Harris will look to claim some credit for Biden administration successes and explain her own shifts from more liberal past positions. For Trump,
this may be his last chance to change the narrative and the trajectory of the race.
After doing better in battleground polling against President Biden.
And now everything is tightened.
The first early ballots will go out just hours after the debate. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Zimbabweans took to social media on Tuesday to celebrate the government's decision to force Starlink to offer more affordable and better satellite internet service in a country that has one of the highest internet costs on the continent. Columbus Mavhunga reports from Harare.
In a statement Tuesday, Zimbabwe's ICT minister Tendai Mavetera said the government will levy fines of between $200 and $5,000 per infringement for telecommunications companies and internet providers who fail to give reliable service. Willard Shoko, an independent high-speed internet consultant, says the new fines could result in a solid telecom industry that can compete in the entire Southern African region. Columbus Mavhunga, VOA News, Harare.
Authorities in the Democratic Republic of Congo say 50,000 doses of the Mpox vaccine from the United States arrived in the country on Tuesday, a week after the first batch arrived from the European Union. Around 250,000 doses overall have arrived in Congo so far. That's a fraction of the 3 million doses authorities have said are needed to end the Mpox outbreaks in the country, which is the epicenter of the global health emergency. The Vatican says some 600,000 people attended Pope Francis's Mass in East Timor, or nearly half the country's population. It was held on Tuesday in the same field where St. John Paul II prayed in 1989 during the nation's fight for independence from Indonesia. I'm Joe Ramsey. VOA News.